Almost Relevant, Episode 5.
Hello, and welcome to the Almost Relevant Podcast, where we delve into any rabbit hole, no matter how deep. A podcast for everything nerdy and geeky. I'm Elliot Lee.
And I am Jeremy Collier. In today's episode, we're going to talk about Disney, Marvel's movies, and TV shows. This week we are joined by two good friends, the first of which is a fellow geek, always up to try something new, John.
What's up?
Ooh, what kind of new things do you like to try?
Anything.
The second guest with us today is also the most interesting man not sitting at a dining room chair tonight, and co-host of the Knights of the Video Game Table podcast, Patrick. Welcome.
That's right, I'm in a different kind of chair because I'm fat.
So welcome to the...
You said it, not me.
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
What it is.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Welcome to the podcast. So let's...
P-H-A-T fat.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
It's kind of a slow day.
It seems like a Red Robin kind of day.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, so...
Trademark.
So just to let everybody know, we went to Red Robin earlier at 2 o'clock, and we left at 4 because we didn't get our food for almost a freaking hour.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't because we're having a great time.
Yeah, we were in each other's company.
We were pretty much falling asleep at the table towards the end. Yeah,
I think we lost weight sitting there in a fast food or a burger joint.
Yeah, we were reading the nutrition facts. That's how bored we were.
I was somewhere else.
Yeah, John wasn't with us.
No, well, I was somewhere else. In my mind, I was projecting myself in a better place.
Anything new with you guys? Anything you want to share? Anything you want to talk about before we get started on our topic?
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, considering our Merry Christmas episode was 2 episodes ago.
Okay, Happy New Year's, everybody.
That was last episode.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We're going to be cleaner on this one? My bad.
You don't have to be too clean. All right, then let's go ahead and move into our topic this week, which I had mentioned is... The reason I kind of messed up in the title is because I'm still not used to saying Disney's Marvel movies and TV shows since, you know.
I thought it was because your wife was leaning over you.
Well, that hurt that too, but. No, just calling it Disney's Marvel is.
I just call it Marvel.
Yeah,
I know Disney owns Marvel, but to me, Marvel is Marvel and Disney's Disney. That way I don't confuse them.
You'll never get used to it.
Yeah. And I agree with that because the reason I wrote it like that for this particular podcast is because I think since Disney has taken over, it's changed a lot. So let's just talk.
Yeah, they're putting out movies that are making a shitload of money.
I know, that's true.
Do you feel they're actually any good or just like really
so
good
far,
marketing?
So far, they've been good. Except for Iron Man 3. Mm. That piece of shit right there.
I agree.
That movie was garbage, and I'm pretty sure Jeremy will want me to talk about it later. Or
no, that's basically
with the flow.
We're gonna start by let's talk a little about
which movie,
what's already came out, what we like
in the Disney era or in Marvel in general.
Because
there's a lot of Marvel movies that came out prior to Disney owning them. Yeah, and there were some good ones and there were some bad ones. And for example, The Punisher.
Also have down in my notes, probably nothing could be as bad as Daredevil.
You know what? It could have been way better, but...
It could have been way worse.
I don't think it was as bad as everybody makes it. I think the reason why people hate on it more, I'm not saying you in general, Elliot, but a lot of people have a problem with Ben Affleck. To me, it's like they didn't want to get... Like, for example, with Ghost Rider, with Nicolas Cage, people right away were like, oh, that's Nicolas Cage is playing, Johnny Blaze. It's not going to be as good. Like, they were already kind of like, because the actor in their mind, character.
Well, right, it doesn't even matter. It was Ghost Rider. It was just like, is Nicolas Cage in? Oh, I heard enough.
Yeah, that's kind of, they did the same thing with Daredevil. Now, like I said, it could have been way better. I think that it wasn't as bad as people out to think. I thought, Colin Farrell played a good bullseye.
Okay, well, I have a question for you then. Who do you think would have played a better Daredevil? Like, what actor?
That's hard for me because I just don't care about actors too much.
Well, because, I mean, you're saying how, like, some people have a
bad... Well, don't think he played a really bad Daredevil.
Really. Right, but some people already have, like,
a bad vibe
about it because it is Ben Affleck. So
I don't think he took it further for us to, like, make a believable Daredevil.
Part of it with me, though, is the same reason why I get so hot on Iron Man 3 is I knew more about Iron Man than I did about Daredevil. Yeah. I know a little bit about Daredevil, and I kind of, you know, so, I mean, I learned that one of his big enemies was Kingpin. I originally learned about Kingpin through Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
So, like, I was like, oh, he's his villain, too? I mean, and it turns out he's one of Daredevil's biggest villains.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
So that's why, to me, it's like, I learned more about Daredevil from that movie, and a lot of people that are hardcore Daredevil fans, they're kind of like, well, wait a minute, because they really watch it. Now, I know more about Iron Man.
Right.
So then when I saw Iron Man 3, that's why I go off on this movie all the time. Like, there's two movies I almost walked out of the theater on, and that was one of them. Iron Man 3 was one of the movies I almost walked out of.
I seen it, because I was there.
Yeah, he was. it was very hard for me to sit in that
seat. What was the other movie?
Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
So, okay, so since we started in the negative direction, let's go ahead and go around the table. Worst movie ever in the Marvel Universe. Doesn't have to be the current generation. Could be from the 60s before any of us were born or whatever.
Oh, no one better say anything bad about Dolph Lundgren's Punisher.
No, that was, yeah. No.
I've never actually seen that.
I don't remember that one at all.
That was like...
How about the 90s. Old Hulk TV series?
The whole TV series was awesome.
I'm saying,
are we including TV shows too, or just movies?
No, let's keep it to movies for right now. Okay. So, John, if you have one in your mind, do you have one already?
I'm thinking the original, the first Hulk that first came out.
That was my pick too,
with Eric Bana.
Yeah,
that was,
I didn't like that one at all.
By far, the worst Marvel movie I've ever seen.
I'm gonna have to go with Iron Man 3.
So
I had to stick with it. Now,
I mean, the movie itself was good, but I didn't, like I said, we knew who the bad guy was in Iron Man 3, and the direction they went with that, just didn't like it.
No, was, you know, it's one thing, like, okay, so I'll go with Hulk real quick. Hulk, the reason why a lot of people didn't like it was because it took him so long to turn into Hulk. That was one of the biggest reasons. And I kind of liked it in a way for the fact that they told more of the story of Bruce Banner a little bit more, but I just think they could have done it a better way. You know, they also rushed the movie. They some of the CGI wasn't exactly.
I didn't like the whole part, the whole ending. Like the movie just was seemed drawn out, and there were parts that just didn't make sense to me.
Like which what part?
Well, okay, so I mean,
well, besides the fact of Hulk fighting a giant poodle, and
oh yeah, well okay, so. Again, I haven't seen this movie since it came out in theaters. I saw it in theaters because I was so excited about it at the time. So I don't know exactly what it was, but I remember at one point I was like, oh, the movie's probably about to be over. And then that's when they go in the big warehouse with his dad and stuff, and then all that part happens?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that part was just, all of a sudden it was like, this movie's no good to me. That was kind of the turning point where I was like, this movie, I just don't like it.
Yeah, it was very strange, the way they made that one. But I mean, Hulk movies. Well, until I saw the one with
Ed Norton.
Thank you. They told a pretty good story, but I mean, Hulk basically, I get turned into the Hulk, I smash shit, I love Betty. I mean, and no matter what, the government's going to try to take me out.
But
I mean, that's pretty much the story of Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean, you can probably break down a lot of superheroes, but I mean, like, Hulk is not that, he's Hulk just smash. A badass, so, you know, that's why he's easy to watch. I mean, like, really, like, Superman, supposed to be the most powerful, I know we're talking about Marvel here, but, like, let's break down Superman real quick. Supposed to be one of the most powerful beings ever, so, I mean, but one of his biggest enemies is a human who has no powers?
I know. Who's just a little smart and has money.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, so it's like, there's not a lot of story behind there, but like the same with Hulk. But the thing with me with Iron Man is his biggest villain ever, which is the Mandarin. Okay, you take away the fact that he's not Asian. Okay, they went more like supposed to be like Middle Eastern because of probably, you know, whole 9/11 thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. He had the look, the robes.
Oh yeah, he looked good.
He had the rings, the Mock-a-Long rings.
Uh-huh.
He had the sound, the way he talked. Everything was just beautiful. Like, you know, you saw the commercials and he came on like, "You'll never see me coming, boner." You just got excited, right? You're like, okay, cool. They're doing the Mandarin finally.
Yeah.
And then you watch it and you realize
it was such a good movie until that point. Until that turning point.
I still had problems with it because.
Well, I thought
there's
so.
Just a lot of extremists. That's like, once again,
well, yeah.
I know about Iron Man. Uh-huh. Extremist isn't this thing that turns you all glowy and power, you know. And
yeah.
Extremist was the thing that Tony Stark ended up getting, and he's able to control electronics and everything with his mind. Like, with his laptop, he'd be able to manipulate, do stuff with, and make it pull up stuff with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had that whole thing where he can bring his armor at him. But that was, he injected stuff, and it was only to that particular armor. Mm-hmm. His other armor wasn't going to do that. And the whole thing with, I'm going to go blank on the character's name now, Guy Pearce's character.
Oh, I don't know.
Who becomes the Mandarin.
Yeah.
You know, the Mandarin never had anything to do with Aang, first of all. Yeah, Killian. Oh, I'm the real Mandarin, and how he works for AIM, and or he started AIM and all that stuff, and it was just ridiculous. And he has extremists, and then he injects Pepper Potts with it, and now she's in a sports brawl, taking on the Mandarin, quote unquote. I know you can't see me, but quote unquote the Mandarin, and it was just ridiculous. It just got freaking ridiculous.
I think the movie was just so drawn out. I mean,
yeah, and then at the end. He has the piece taken out of his heart.
Which makes no sense.
Makes no sense. At all. The power thing. Because he has all those. So all these years you could have got. You could still be, say, Iron Man, for example, and not have that chest piece in your chest. Yeah. You were able to remove the shrapnel heading towards your heart, which is we're in comic book land, so technically it should have been able to be like, oh, we can do that. But like they're saying, oh, The Walking Dead. Remember the first one?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to fix it because it's right there. Oh, no. I made this battery to keep it away. Okay, cool. Or battery. You know what I'm saying?
Magnet.
No, what's it called? The reactor.
Yeah.
The
arc reactor.
Arc reactor. And then all of a sudden, I can just have it taken out of my chest. And I can just have all the pieces removed. And now I'm normal guy.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't make any sense. And I wonder how they're going to bring him into the next movie. Is it going to just be like, oh, now...
Well, see, now that's... That's a whole other thing right there.
The next man.
The Avengers 2 with Ultron.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Tony Stark doesn't invent Ultron.
Yeah.
Ant-Man does. Hank Pym. Well, so what they're trying to say is Tony Stark invents Ultron so it could be like, say, like the new Iron Man, and he doesn't have to put the suit on anymore.
But we also had talked about, I talked to you about this, I looked up online, and Iron Man, even though he didn't invent him, Tony Stark had, I forgot what it is now, I can look it up, but Tony Stark does, in the alternate universe of Marvel, Tony Stark did have something to do with Ultron coming to be. I don't remember exactly what it is off the top of my head, but
I've never heard of that one, and I could be wrong. There's a lot of different universes and different,
exactly,
but for the most part, like if you want to go off the basic, what everybody knows, Hank Pym invented.
Yeah,
and even if in that alternate universe, you said he had something to do with.
Yeah, so
in
other words, exactly,
Hank Pym still created him. So if he's not gonna have nothing, even though they have the Ant-Man movie coming out, he's not supposed to have anything to do with Ultron.
And that's because?
Because they're fucking up.
But why?
But because they're doing this little thing with, like I said, Tony Stark is made Ultron, so he wouldn't have to put the suit on anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. That just, it all seems pretty, we'll see where it goes from here, because do you have a movie that you hate the most, or did you...
So I did mention Daredevil, yeah. But, I think John may have just mentioned it briefly for a second. It's not even just one movie, it's the whole series of the X-Men movies.
I
wanted to like them, because I was my childhood, like my best childhood memories were getting up Saturday morning and watching the exactly and watching the X-Men cartoon Saturday morning on Fox, 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And I always got pissed off when I woke up at 10:30.
Oh, I know.
So, I was so looking forward to it when, they first came out. And I'm just like... And I'm not... When it comes to movies, I'm generally a hard person to disappoint. But that was just... Okay. They did not work for me.
So, here's my take on the X-Men movie. I liked the first one. I liked the second one. Hated the third one.
The third one was...
Oh, okay, so here's me in the movie theater. I was upset at the end of the third one. But I said... If the next movie they make is Days of Future Past, then I'm okay with this movie, right? And then they basically, at that point, they were talking about discontinuing the series, which they basically did, but... And then they came out with Then they came out with the X-Men talk. Then they came out with the old, the young X-Men. What's it called?
The First Class.
First Class. And so I was like, okay, I guess I hate the third movie and nothing's going to solve that. And then when they came out with the new X-Men Days of Future Past, it kind of rewrote what happened in the third movie.
Kind
of. It did. It explained, like,
not really.
It basically took everything that happened in all three of the movies.
No. What they're saying is because in the past they changed it and they never had the Sentinels, that's why Jean Grey, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie yet, but it came out in May.
Yeah.
Jean Grey and Cyclops and all them, they're still alive.
Yeah.
Because the past got changed. It's not, they redid, like, the third movie never happened.
Well, yeah, it got changed, I should say that. It's a different timeline now.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. But what I'm saying, though, is it's not like they're saying the third movie never happened. Yeah. It's just saying because...
They have to live with that shame forever.
Yeah. You know, okay, so the first one was good to me. Even, like, you know, you always look at certain things and you're like, okay, this is kind of like the fact that Wolverine and Sabretooth didn't know who each other were. And they're like two of the biggest rivals.
Which is dumb of Sabretooth. I can understand the Wolverine part because it was right after he lost his memory.
Kind of after he lost memory. Well, yeah. That's another one altogether, too. You can start getting to those. The X-Men. I mean, the origins.
Origins of Wolverine.
I liked them, but it wasn't... Like,
No, it was good to me, but then, like, okay. Oh, nothing can pierce adamantium. Not even adamantium. So that was bullshit. Oh, an adamantium bullet can do it.
Yeah, no.
And then all of a sudden, so you're going to tell me there's a bunch of holes in his adamantium right now from those bullet shots?
No, yeah.
That's just retarded.
And the second movie, right?
No, that was the first Origins. That was after the second.
I don't remember.
The second one was actually after
the third. I think they did the Origin ones after they did
one. Right. I meant, because there was two Wolverine movies.
Right, this is the first one. The second one there in Japan.
When did he, who shot him with all the bullets in his chest? I'm just drawing a blank right now. Was it
Stryker.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He shot him in the head. Yeah,
he shot him in the head.
I think he shot him once to get him.
It didn't go through his adamantium. It dented the adamantium and hit his brain.
It said it can pierce it. The adamantium bullet.
I always thought it was just that it dented his adamantium. That's what happened in the comic books.
They're saying that it went in and that it damaged his brain. And that's why he lost his memory of it.
I guess I never realized that. Because in the comic books, it dents his adamantium. And the adamantium hits his brain.
But it still can't... Adamantium can't damage adamantium. If you watch the comics or even
the cartoons, happened in the comic book, though.
No, remember there was they had the whole thing. It was also part of the cartoon, but I remember seeing it in the comic that there was something that it was adamantium that and they hurt him and Lady Deathstrike were trying to damage it and they couldn't damage it because even if it's adamantium, they couldn't get through it. Or was it when they were trying to when Wolverine, Sabretooth, Silver Fox and Maverick, they go back to back up to Weapon X. They had to use each one of their like handprints or DNA or whatever to get into this one area, and Wolverine couldn't get through it with his adamantium claws because it's adamantium.
Well, couldn't you argue as far as like his memory loss? Couldn't you attribute that to the force of the bullet hitting his skull and then just getting like a concussion?
But I mean, he's taking worse than that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's...
I mean, hell, he got... Okay, in World War Hulk, he took a beating so bad from Hulk, he was getting pounded in the head, and his brain was bouncing off his skull, his adamantium skull,
right.
And it made him, like, slightly retarded. But it healed himself eventually, and he went back to his same state. So it doesn't make sense that, like...
Maybe the healing factor part of his brain got damaged.
Well, they
pulled that idea out of their ass.
I did look it up online. You're right. For some reason, I thought that's what happened in the comic books. What happened in the comic books was when he laced his bones with adamantium, the pain was so much that it traumatized him, and he lost his memory because of that.
Well, they also messed with his head, too.
Yeah.
You know, with all those trials and stuff they did when they were turning him into Weapon X.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's how they, you know... But
The Weapon X erased his memory.
But then, like I said, the other one to me, my second one that would come out that I would have to say is, it'd be a tie between these two. But the Wolverine, the second Wolverine movie.
Yeah,
I don't know about the bone claws.
No.
Yeah. They cut through his claws.
One of my favorite characters is Silver Samurai. And that wasn't Silver Samurai in that the Wolverine 2 movie.
I know they have a robotic samurai in a version, but it's fucking... It's,
no, it was...
If anybody thinks it's the Silver Samurai, it's going to be the version of the mutant, not the robot. And to say that he can cut through his claws was just retarded.
And All right.
What was yours?
Mine was the same as the first Hulk movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the other one was like you you were saying about the X-Men movies.
Right.
The first one I thought was, like I said, other than a couple things, was pretty good for the most part. The second one with Nightcrawler was, especially that opening scene, I thought was awesome, where he's in the White House and he's, you know, there because he was under the control.
Okay, yeah, that part. It has cool scenes, but I'm just talking about the movies as a whole.
But then the third one, I mean, they didn't even get the fact that the Juggernaut's not a mutant. The scene where they had that kid who can cure mutants or whatever if they get near him. Like 10 feet within the powers. And remember Kitty was getting chased by Juggernaut and he comes, or Shadow Cat. They just stand there and he goes flying into the wall and knocks himself out. It's a fucking Juggernaut. He's not a mutant. His helmet is magical.
No, his helmet's magical?
Well, it's a stone or something. But whatever. But his helmet does have magical powers because, like, that's how come Professor Xavier can't use his mind control and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he does have some powers. But, I mean, yeah, it comes from a stone.
It's magic. It's not
It's not mutant powers.
Yep. So let's move on from worst and, let's just go around the table. Say best Marvel movie that...
Oof.
And it could be two, but no more than two. Let's keep it to one or two each. So, John, if you're ready. If not, then I can go first.
Oh, I already know.
All right, I'm going to go first. And I don't know. This is one of those ones that I feel is kind of... I don't know. A lot of people like it, but Guardians of the Galaxy.
Course.
Yeah. I think, I mean, have you seen it? You've seen it, right?
More than once.
We've seen it together. That's right. The three of us seen it together. Okay.
What was my invite, you bastards?
I did invite you.
You didn't show up.
Yeah.
When?
It was,
when?
Yeah. I don't remember why you couldn't go, but...
Livermore.
Well, we went to Livermore, and I don't remember why you couldn't go. It was at a weird...
I saw it three times in the movie theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
I've already seen it twice since I bought it, so...
Yeah. Me too. So,
in the words of Desiree, high five.
High five.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy is one of my favorite movies, and I don't know what it is about the movie. It's just such a great story, great characters, and they just work so well together.
You know, so I need to rewatch it because someone got me sick that day. So, the whole time during the movie, I'm just like, I don't feel so good.
Sasha.
So, I don't, like, it's... Oh. The whole thing is kind of a blur to me.
Okay, yeah, you definitely should watch it. I watched part of it again on the 24th. And, I was like, this is really good. So, who's your favorite character in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Groot.
Patrick?
Oh, that's hard to say. It's either got to be Rocket or Star-Lord.
Yeah.
I have to watch it again.
Yeah, I'm Rocket or Star-Lord. I love Groot, but no, I think I'm going to go with Rocket. I like Star-Lord, but I only like him. I know this is funny to say. I only like him when he's not talking. When he's doing, like, his action. Like, when he has the mask on and he's doing all the cool moves and stuff. I really like him then, but when he talks...
you don't follow the comics.
No, I don't.
That's why Chris Pratt, the way he talked and the way his motions were so good. Because when you read a comic,
you obviously
can't hear
what
they're saying. But in my head... And it wasn't just me. A lot of people thought the same way from reading the comics, that the way he's saying and everything, the way he's delivering is how you picture it in your head.
And I picture that character like that. You know, when he needs to be serious, he's really serious. I'm just saying that not the actor, not the writing, just the character himself, I didn't like him when he talks much. So I probably wouldn't like him in the comic book much either, but I respect the character, I respect the writer, I know why they did it. But yeah, Rocket's my favorite. Doesn't even know what a raccoon is. I don't know. It's kind of funny because I was going to say Avengers, but I feel like I really enjoyed the Avengers movie. I did, but I feel like it's overrated.
Yeah, but
a little bit.
You couldn't stop geeking out when it first came out.
No. So I'm going to just say Avengers because I really did enjoy that movie. I enjoyed it the second time I watched it. The third time I watched it, I started all of a sudden seeing plot holes and stuff, and it's kind
of
like,
well,
okay.
There's a lot of different. Yeah. I mean, you could take, for example, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
I like that better than Avengers.
Was really good.
I like that better than
and
Avengers.
The thing is with that though is, that's when the whole Hydra thing popped out. The Hydra's been secretly inside of S.H.I.E.L.D. this whole time. But you want to nitpick? Think about it. Remember the Avengers when Tony Stark unlocked all the secrets of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's a good point.
But how the hell would they have not? He would have came across something with Hydra.
Something, yeah.
You know, but you know, that's just nitpicking. What's your okay. Elliot?
So this one's a tough one because I like Avengers. I thought it was really good, but I felt it was a little drawn out at certain points. When particularly when they're in that airship, and it's just like here's 45 minutes of dialogue, and it's just like can something like exciting happen?
Killing Coles.
It was good, but then I also have to look at other movies. Like I thought the first Thor was really good. Okay. Mm. I really liked the first one.
I was never a huge
Infinity Gauntlet in the first Thor.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of Thor. I thought the movies were good, but the character himself, I've never been a huge fan of. So,
but that aside, Captain America I thought was pretty good too. But I have to say, of all of them, my favorite was probably I can't even narrow it down between which two, but the First Class movies.
Oh yeah, those are really good.
I mean, I like the first one, but I also like the second one, and it's just like I can't pick between the two.
First Class,
yeah.
I can respect that. There are certain things, and there's always something.
Yeah,
you know. So you
and the more you know about the characters and the series, the more you're going to see those something.
There's just certain things, just like when they go back, and I'm trying to remember how the hell was he walking?
Who
that thing?
In the second. You mean the second?
Yeah, movie? In the second one, Charles.
Xavier. Okay. So,
I'm trying to remember. I know they gave that thing to reduce.
Yeah, the potion.
Yeah, that thing to stop his powers, but he was still.
I didn't really understand.
In comic books, the reason why he couldn't walk was his psychic powers were so strong they put him in a wheelchair. Anytime he went to the Savage Land or had something that blocked his mutant powers, he was able to walk. First Class. The reason why he's paralyzed is because he got shot in the back with a bullet.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense why he was able to walk in the second one.
But I thought Juggernaut broke his legs. That was probably in something else then that I read or something or watched. Not in the movies.
No, he might have broke his legs before, but the reason why his legs didn't work was because of his psychic powers. Interesting. Was so strong.
Interesting.
I don't know how that makes sense, but it's a comic book.
All right, so your pick?
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy, hands down. Yeah. That's... You know, I mean,
you rewatch it.
It's hard to say for a second one. I mean, you can say Avengers. I can say Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I mean, I like both the Thor movies, but I almost want to say I wish they would have made it a little more. I wish they would have made another one with Thomas Jane. I want to say the Punisher.
I actually like the Punisher.
The first one. Yeah. I've never seen Warzone. From what I heard,
I don't think I've seen it
either. It would have been better with Thomas Jane in that movie with all the violence that they excelled with. And they had John Travolta as the main character, bad guy, and they kind of made him like a bitch. I mean, I can see how they broke him down, that character, because all the stuff they had him do, they had him, kill his best friend and kill his wife and. All this other stuff, and when they had, it was all a big setup. But still, they could have been a better fight scene at the end with him. But the fight scene with him and the Russian, who was played by Kevin Nash, was awesome. But it's hard for me to pick a second one, because then there's the Spider-Man movies. Now, the third one... Sam Ramsey didn't necessarily want to do a third movie.
Yeah. I didn't mind the third one,
obviously. No, third movie was garbage. To kill Venom with a pumpkin bomb would be like me pissing off the side of the building and killing the Sandman. Because it landed on his head.
One thing I have to say about the third one, though, is I did like how they did Sandman. I thought...
Sandman was good.
Yeah. That was probably the only saving grace of that movie.
I thought...
Really.
I think Spider-Man 3 was the first time I realized they had so much ad in a movie.
Yeah, I felt like they didn't kill Venom. I feel like they just they broke him apart.
No, they blew him up.
I know, but
Eddie Brock, who first of all, I don't have a problem with Thomas Jane or Thomas Jane. Thomas Gracer, whatever his name is.
Topher Gracer.
Yeah. Is that a 70s show?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a problem with him, but I don't see him playing an Eddie Brock. Then the fact that they made the Venom suit pretty much the same size as him, when even Eddie Brock, who was a big guy, when he changed into the comics and everything, when he changes into Venom, he gets even bigger.
Yeah.
You know, but they kept him this small scrawny dude. Guy. His voice stayed the same. Magically, he got fangs when he was in the Venom suit. And that just didn't make sense to me. Then they tried to throw three villains in there. I thought that was a pretty good fight scene, though, between Peter Parker and Harry Osborn when they weren't in costume. You know, they kind of used their powers and their strength, but they didn't have a fight in costume. It was just them fighting. Because everything was coming to a point with him too, but it was just this is the way they did the whole thing, and then like I said, they were going to do a Spider-Man 4. Sam Ramsey was going to do the Vulture. He was going to have the only thing that was time to write about this was he was going to have. John Malkovich played the Vulture, which makes sense because Vulture is an old guy. Mm-hmm. He's an older villain.
Yeah, that sounds like it would have been a good match.
And his craziness was the same thing, the craziness of the Vulture. It would, to me, would have matched. But they were going to have him have an assistant named the Vulturesque, who doesn't exist.
I thought she did.
That character does not exist. They were going to make that character, and that character was going to be Felicia Hardy.
Mm.
Felicia Hardy is the Black Cat. Has nothing to do with the Vulture.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I'm glad they never made that fourth one. But Spider-Man 2 was good.
Yeah, I like, Spider-Man like I said.
Really good. And then the ones with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one, but I really like the first one.
Huh? I call him Douchebag Spider-Man.
Oh, well.
He's just kind of douchey. Well, see,
he fits the character in Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't think he plays Peter Parker that good.
Yeah.
As in that nerdy.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
He's like a good looking guy who kind of just was. He's not even the nerd in the group. He was more the guy that just unpopular. That in between.
Yeah.
He's more like what. Today's like view on nerds are today. Well, I said today twice, but in like the
today's nerds.
It's almost like hipster nerd in a sense. Well, I mean, maybe not hipster.
Don't say that. Don't put that in my head because then I'm gonna not like it. Well, we can get to that later, anyways.
But,
about him playing Spider-Man.
But not like the kind of the older school vision of a nerd, where it's like suspenders and glasses and just like total geeky.
See, I think. Tobey Maguire played Peter Parker perfect.
Yeah, especially when he was all the symbiote and had the bangs.
Because he was so nerdy. Spider-Man.
Yeah, there we go.
He was kind of, he had that cool factor, but he still had that nerdy thing going for him because he's still Peter Parker at heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Andrew Garfield, I think, plays a little bit better of a Spider-Man part of it.
Yeah.
Now, I like Tobey Maguire's, the way he talked, the way he did things. Because I look at those movies separately. Even though they're both done by Sony, I look at them separately.
Yeah, they're different Spider-Mans.
Well, but what I'm saying, though, is in...
That one's amazing.
One's amazing.
Well, no, because Spider-Man, the one Tobey Maguire was from the Amazing World.
But they're two different...
They didn't call it Amazing Spider-Man.
Because one of them had the power to generate a web and the other didn't.
But see, that was...
Yeah.
That's Sam Raimi again. He decided to do that. There's never been a Spider-Man that didn't have web shooters.
Really? Because I remember back when I was young, there was the certain games always had. I know they're just games, but certain games had to collect the cartridges.
No, some just had them web sling though.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that was something new.
All right, let's go ahead and move on from this. John, did you have any more to mention of your favorites? Because I know we already mentioned
a bunch. He mentioned most of it. Like I loved the Avengers when I first watched it. I was pretty much geeking out when I was watching it. And like I said, the original Spider-Man. I loved the original Spider-Man. Cool.
I thought, quick shout out to, what's his name, who played Green Goblin, even though people didn't like the costume, and I didn't really like the costume, but it worked for the most part. The way he played Green Goblin, I'm going to go blank on his name. William Dafoe.
Oh, yeah.
The way William Dafoe played Goblin, I thought was perfect. Like that scene where he's walking and he thinks he hears a voice, and then you see him in the mirror turning and talking as Goblin, turning and talking as Norman. It was great.
Yeah. All right. excuse me. Bless you. So, all right. So, we're going to go ahead and move into the main topic, which is the odd licensing issues that is going on with a lot of the Marvel, within the Marvel universe, and how Disney is basically trying to bring it all back into one unified way. So, first of all, and this is going to get a little confusing if you're listening, so just go. So, go to the show notes, go to the website, and check out the link and a picture I post on there, because that's probably the easiest way to follow along. If you can't, then just try to follow along as best as you can. So, this website is called ScreenRant.com. And I've actually heard of them before. I don't know if any of you guys have, but
I have. I don't think I've ever really been to the site, though.
Yeah. So, basically, they went ahead and laid out what characters are licensed under what studios, and it gets pretty confusing. So, like I said, if you can, go to the show notes and check this out. It's probably beneficial. So, let's start with the bigger overarching... I'm just going to go over the bigger overarching franchise, and if you have any specific characters that you know you guys want to talk about, then we can do that.
Can I just say, I find it kind of funny, though, that we're doing the Marvel talk today and I'm wearing a Batman shirt.
So, first of all... and John's wearing Superman. All right. Okay.
Well, that's all right.
And Jeremy's wearing the same shirt I am.
Joker and Spider-Man. So,
so let's start with the, you know, best character in Marvel right there, Namor. Namor?
No more.
Oh, really? Anyway.
I know, it's the way it looks.
I was Namor. Okay, so he's actually owned by Universal Pictures, which was kind of interesting. When I seen this, I was like, they never even made a movie? Why do they have a license for him?
Maybe they did a long time ago when they made the original Captain America, Punisher, and Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, it definitely could have been.
But Namor is also known as the Submariner, who is basically the Aquaman of Marvel, if you don't know.
So not that useful.
No, he's...
What? Everybody hates on Aquaman.
I don't know why.
Aquaman. He's super strong. Everybody just thinks he's normal. Like, has normal strength. He has super strength. He can control not just water of the ocean. Like, he can pull a pipe up through... Like, if we're in this house right now, he can pull a pipe up through the wall and use that at power a bit, to get
him to handle the water.
All right.
You know what? I hope he turns his your goldfish against you.
Lionsgate Entertainment owns the rights to Man-Thing.
Man-Thing, he's like a swamp thing kind of creature. Okay. There's a group. The Howling Commandos. Okay. There's a group called the Howling Commandos, and they're basically like, I think Blade is one of them. At one point, Man-Thing. There's a it's like kind of like the Universal a picture monster movie kind of. It's like a side thing that they had. Like I think. Frankenstein's one of them. The Mummy.
Okay.
But that's where Man-Thing is.
Yeah. And then we have Sony Pictures, which owns the rights to Spider-Man, which includes all of the enemies. Yeah. Such as Doc Ock and Green Goblin, obviously. Black Cat, Silver Sable.
Well, what about Kingpin?
You know, I don't think that they own the right to Kingpin.
I think Fox does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Fox probably does, because Kingpin hasn't been in the Spider-Man movies.
Right, so. He was in Daredevil, which, even though...
So, I'll run through this. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, Doc Ock, Otto Octavius, Green Goblin, Norman Osborn, the new Goblin, Harry Osborn, Lizard, Dr. Kurt Connor, Sandman, Flint Marko, Venom, Eddie Brock Jr., Vulture, Mysterio, Kraven the Hunter, Black Cat, Felicia Hardy, Silver Sable, Electro, Max Dillon, Rhino, Carnage, Cletus Kasady, Sinister Six, which is pretty much a lot of the guys I just named, Shocker, Chameleon, The Gentleman, Dr. Ashley Kufla, Beetle, Betty Brant, Dennis...
Carradine.
Carradine, thank you, Burglar, J. J. Jonah Jameson, Ben Parker, May Parker, John Jameson, Joseph Robbie Robinson, Gwen Stacy, Mary Jane Watson, Medell Storm, Flash Thompson, Alistair Smite, and Spider Slayers, Miles Warren Jackal. All
right, so that's basically who Sony owns. Along,
but with- here's the thing. I think Sony, from this thing, I was reading something recently, Disney, I think, did get a... get the rights, or they're in the process of getting them.
They're trying to.
Just that email back and forth.
Yeah, they're trying to negotiate.
No, but from what I understand, I don't know, because they're already talking about Andrew Garfield not playing Spider-Man anymore.
Well,
but again, nothing concrete came out of that one yet.
Yeah. So just a quick Google search says that it's not. It's not official. Some people are saying it's not going to happen. Other people saying Sony might be thinking about it. So the thing is, like I said, I started this. Disney's trying to get all of these back united under Marvel Studios. So let's move on to 20th Century Fox. Now, this is where a lot of characters come in. You basically have two major groups here. You have the X-Men and you have the Fantastic Four. With that includes, I guess I'll just go through the list. Fantastic Four includes Doctor Doom, Human Torch, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic, the Thing.
The Fantastic Four.
Nova, and Alicia Masters, and Willie Lumpkin.
Not much.
For X-Men, it's a lot more.
Have Nova?
Yeah.
No, maybe that's why he wasn't in Guardians.
Oh, maybe. So it's Agent Zero, Angel, Arclight, Beast, Blob. I mean,
pretty much any mutant.
Yeah, well, that's true. They have the rights to the word mutant.
Yeah, because that's why in... Oh, God, this is another thing. In the Ultron 2, or Ultron 2, Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are going to be in the movie. If you saw the end of Captain America: Winter Soldier, they showed them at the end of the credits. Here's the thing: they were not going to be called mutants. They're going to be called Miracles. I'm doing the quote thing again. Miracles. Mm. They're not going to have any relation to Magneto, who is their father. and that's going to probably drive me effing nuts throughout that movie, even because in the back of my head, I'm going to be like, they're mutants, they have connection to the X-Men, they have connection to Magneto, and they're not allowed to say that, or mutants at all.
They can't say the M-word.
Yeah, the M-word.
Yeah, yeah. And pretty much, and then Marvel Studios does own the rest, but before we move on from that, I just want to point out the reason this is a big concern for Marvel and also for us is like Patrick was just talking about that disconnect, is that the biggest grossing series is Spider-Man. Marvel doesn't own that; they can't use Spider-Man with anybody else except for Spider-Man. X-Men is owned by 20th Century Fox, so X-Men can only be used. Technically, they could be used with Fantastic Four. But that there's really no crossover there. Not much, anyway. And then Iron Man, which is the third most grossing, which is owned by Marvel. But you basically have two of the two biggest grossing Marvel comics franchises not owned by Marvel Studios. And that basically puts Marvel at the disadvantage of Disney and Marvel at the disadvantage of saying, we can't, not only can we not make our own movies, but we can't, bring them into our universe. Like, I mean, you could definitely see Spider-Man and Wolverine in an Avengers movie.
Well, see, now, the third third Captain America movie is supposed to be Civil War. They're supposed to be starting the Civil War.
Yeah.
Spider-Man had a huge part to play in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And so were the X-Men. Because the whole thing with the Civil War is these hotshot heroes or guys with powers that are trying to be heroes have their own TV show. And they go out and catch these superpowered bad guys. And they go after Nitro, who's a mutant that can blow himself up and I think they go after him and he takes out, like, 20 square blocks or something like that. Just kill, like, they're by a school. They kill kids and stuff. Uh-huh. And so now this is where they decide, okay, we have to start register these superheroes so we know their powers and their weaknesses and stuff. So that's also where the X-Men play a big part, because they join. Captain America is like, no. Like, I know I'm out. You know my identity. But if these guys don't want to say their identity, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
And Iron Man's on the side of, no, these everybody should know who they are and everything about them. The X-Men are completely against it because it's the same thing that they've been fighting for in their own comic, in their own world, about mutant registration.
Yeah, the Genosha.
Yeah, people forcing them to come out and tell people that they're mutants when they're trying to hide it, mm-hmm. because they know they're going to be, you know, the whole thing about X-Men too is like the whole, it's like a race thing, you know, people don't realize that, but Spider-Man had a huge part to play in the Civil War, and that's why they want him in the next Captain America movie.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying though, like a lot of this stuff, it can't happen. Now, so what is Disney going to do about this? Well, let's talk about the first thing that they're doing, and they've already done. They have discontinued the Fantastic Four comic book because they don't want anybody to watch the next Fantastic Four movie.
No one should want to watch the next Fantastic Four movie.
Why? I don't even know anything about it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they're rebooting the whole thing. They got, okay, I'm not racist at all, but they have a black guy playing Johnny Storm.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Johnny Storm and Sue Storm are blood brothers and sisters. And, okay, you can say, oh, well, interracial couples. I'm sorry, you can change certain characters. Nick Fury was a white guy. They changed him to a black guy. Okay, cool. I mean, he's a major role in Marvel, but he wasn't a character strong enough backing for it to matter that they changed his race. But a big character like Johnny Storm, the whole, the Fantastic Four.
That would be like changing Wolverine to...
That'd be like changing Black Panther, you know, who's DC, but changing Black Panther to, coming out this summer, Tom Hanks as the Black Panther. Like, I mean, just, there's certain characters you don't mess with, like, to me. And like I said, it's not a race thing. I have no problem with black superheroes, you know, or anything like that, but... I'm just like, that's one
it's
of
It's a staple.
That's one of, yeah.
It's a staple. Trying to change. I got a better one. It's like changing Blade to a white guy.
Yeah, that'd be another one.
Yeah, that would be one.
But also, like, Victor Von Doom, I read this and I'm going to go blank on it, but there was something about Victor Von Doom. They're not going to, he's not like a millionaire playboy type of guy, rich, smart, like how he is. He actually is before he gets, you know, changed. He's supposed to be like... Like an intern or something.
Oh, really?
Something like that. You'd have to look it up.
No, I'm not going to bother.
You can probably find it faster than me. But so, they completely change his storyline.
So do you think that Marvel is doing the right thing by discontinuing the comics so that there's no hype for this next movie? Because
I want to say yes and no. No, because the hardcore Fantastic Four fans out there are getting kind of shoot on this. But yes, because then it's a good way to kind of kill the franchise to bring back, because they can't do that with all these guys. They couldn't do that, I don't think, with X-Men. I don't think, definitely not Spider-Man.
Well, you know, but the 20th century is still going to make the Fantastic Four, whether they continue the Marvel comics or not.
But there's, I think it's basically,
that wasn't me.
It has something to do with the fact that if they're not making money, then they're not going to make another movie. And if they don't make another movie within a certain amount of years, it automatically reverts back to Marvel Studios.
I mean, if you look at this thing here, this graphic thing. Sorry, look at all the franchises they brought back: Hulk, Punisher, Ghost Rider, Blade. Oh, wait, no, what did I say? Did I say Black Panther was DC earlier?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was, but...
Yeah. I'm smoking crack. I apologize. Because
you're wearing the Batman shirt.
It's because of the Batman shirt. Yeah. Okay, Elektra, Daredevil, they've bought all these back. Black Panther should be in the damn next Avengers movie, by the way. He is one of the original Avengers.
Okay, and yeah, they have bought all these back.
He's an asshole for saying that he was DC. But, I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, here's the thing about this is...
Damn you, Tom Hanks.
Here's the thing, though. Sony Pictures isn't going to sell Spider-Man back as long as it's making them money. 20th Century Fox isn't going to sell Fantastic Four or X-Men back as long as it's making them money.
Wow. Well, here's the thing.
And Daredevil, I don't even know about that.
You know, backing up well, they own
just kidding. Daredevil. I know.
Backing up to the Fantastic Four thing, it would be interesting if, you know, they were in the same movie as Captain America and Chris Evans had to play both parts. It's like, hey, you look well. Well, really.
They'd have to get a new...
Well, yeah, of course.
They'd have to get a new Johnny Storm because he's now, to me, in my eyes, Captain America. Which, I gotta say, Chris Evans is awesome, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the first one. The next one that I wanted to point out is... Marvel writers can no longer are no longer allowed or no not no longer allowed. They are very much what's the word when you tell someone like don't do it, but it's not a rule. It's like discouraged in making new mutants because if they make any new mutants in the comic books, then 20th Century Fox automatically has the rights to them because they have the rights to any new mutants. Well, see,
Sony has said they would. If not sell their rights, if anything, they would work with Marvel.
Yeah.
Fox, 20th Century Fox pretty much said, go fuck yourself, we're going to do what the hell we want.
I like how you flipped off the microphone. But yeah, no, and that's the thing. It's like, so basically Marvel, it sucks on, the thing is, it sucks for fans, it sucks for the creators of these comic books, but... Because I agree with that, the end game is basically to get, you know, Fantastic Four and X-Men back into the Marvel Studios. I think that it's the right thing to do. I feel like it united again. Yeah. I think it would be like much better united.
It's like the unification of China, but with Marvel characters.
You Chinese people always bring that kind of stuff up. No, I'm kidding.
So, here's
part of Hero. It was a good movie. Here's
part of the thing with the new Fantastic Four movie. He's Victor Doom... Shov or something. D. How do you spell? How would you say that name?
Dumashov.
Victor Dumashov, not Victor Von Doom. In our story, like they changed his freaking name.
Oh.
And I'm sure. Okay, see, I'm sure I'll be sent to jail for telling you that Victor. Okay, the Doom in ours. He's a programmer.
Wow.
Very anti-social programmer. And on a blogging site, I'm doomed.
All right. Before we wrap up the subject,
he's one of the biggest freaking villains in the Marvel universe. He can beat anybody, pretty much. If you give him time to prepare, he can take out anybody. And you're gonna change his name, you're gonna change his origins. Like it ain't shit. Like you're just hotcakes. Just do whatever the hell you want. Yeah. I don't know what the hell I just said, but. I think you get the point.
So let's wrap this up. And basically, to wrap this up, it was Marvel Comics, or, I'm sorry, Marvel celebrates their 75th anniversary this year. They did, sorry. And they came out with...
The other link?
Yeah, they came out with a magazine, basically. And it has a lot of lesser-known characters, too, such as the Submariner, who else is on here? It has the Guardians of the Galaxy, which are now known, but, you know, they hadn't been. Ant-Man. And a lot of characters that aren't as popular.
Oh,
and it's basically...
Groot!
It's basically saying, you know, where's the X-Men? Because it does have Spider-Man. Like you were just saying, Sony's willing to work with Marvel, and that's great. But where's X-Men? And where's, like, the Fantastic Four? And anything that 20th Century has. And it's not on there, because they're doing everything they can to... basically tell 20th Century, you know what, we don't want you to have your that license anymore, we want it back, so we're going to make sure that we don't promote anything to do with X-Men
like I said, it kind of hurts the fans, but you know what, I think in all honesty, the fans want it back in Marvel's hands.
That's what, right? I want.
I mean, I can't speak for every single fan out there, but any real fan out there, I would think, would want it back in Marvel's hands, even though it's Disney-owned too. If you look at any of these movies, they're doing it right.
Yeah, and...
except for Iron Man 3.
The whole Disney owning Marvel and Star Wars is going to be another episode coming up sometime later this year. So...
Wait for Kingdom Hearts 3. We might go to universes of Star Wars.
Marvel and Star Wars.
That'd be awesome.
Check out KVGP
for that story.
That's definitely going to be another episode we're talking about this year. But to wrap this up, just a quick one sentence opinion on
talk about the cartoon TV shows and stuff.
Oh, we can do that another time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you in a hurry, Elliot? I called you out.
All right. So one or two sentence on how you're feeling about the current state of Marvel, and how you feel like what you're looking forward to in the next couple of years. If you're ready, John, go ahead and start.
Great for Marvel. Sucks for the fans.
Trend
sweet.
I hope 20th Century Fox pulls their head out their ass, and at least if anything works with them. I mean, obviously you can tell that they're trying to work with Sony. I know they want to get the rights back to Spider-Man and the X-Men, all that stuff. But at least they're willing to work with Sony to get them in the movie.
And Marvel's not shunning Spider-Man because of it.
And whereas in 20th Century Fox, it's just like, screw you, go kiss our ass. We're going to do what the hell we want no matter what. We're going to, you know, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to some great movies. I'm going to hold my breath for Avengers 2.
Yep.
And any other Iron Man movie if they make it. I'm just looking forward to definitely Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I'm hoping that there's a rumor about it, and I hope it happens, Guardians of the Galaxy in the Avengers, the third Avengers movie.
Oh, I think it's a strong rumor, too.
Well, I guess the thing about Guardians, they have a lot of dealings with Thanos.
Yeah.
And Thanos, that's what it's to be basically focused
third
on.
Third Avenger, yeah.
So the
third
way Avengers. I can see it, the way if I can see him doing it, and is having the whole first movie be without Guardians, and maybe have them show up at the very end, and then they'll be a part of the, because you know the second part two is going to be all action and fighting anyways.
For Guardians, you mean?
No, for Avengers.
Oh yeah,
third
yeah.
Avengers.
Oh, so
Avengers is going to be a two parter.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is at the end of part one, have them show up or something.
I see what you're saying.
And then, or you know,
yeah, something like that. Yeah. Elliot?
So, after all this, what I really am hearing is that 20th Century Fox is just in it for the money. They don't give a shit about their fans. They don't give a shit about, you know, the continuity of, you know, the characters and the movies. It's just like, hey, we're still making money off it. That's, you know, your problem now.
Yep. That's, anything you're looking especially excited for in the near future?
You know, I mean, I guess just Avengers,
Age
next,
of Ultron?
Yeah, but also Captain America, there's another one coming out next year? Or is it the year
Captain
after?
Captain America? Probably two years.
2 years. 2 years, and then, but Thor's also coming out another one, right?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
I feel like it will, but
I'm hoping is a Hulk movie, another Hulk movie.
I feel, I feel like, I know that I read this somewhere, and I don't know if it was a rumor or what, but they're having three of each movie. They're going to be doing three Iron Man. Iron Man is supposed to be over for right now.
There's already talks about a fourth Iron Man
again.
Movie. It's just the point of if they're going to pay him. That's where it's getting. And it's also Chris Evans was signed on to do six Marvel movies. So you have
maybe that's where
Captain
I heard
America.
It from.
You have two Captain Americas that are done, and the Avengers.
That's five, right?
So
it's four.
That's three.
Well, there's another third Avengers.
Two Captain Americas.
Well, I'm saying that I've already
come
out.
Right. Oh yeah.
So then now you have the new Avengers coming out, and they're already talking about Civil War, Captain America.
That's right.
And I don't want to give any spoilers out, so I'm gonna leave it there because there's something that happens in the Civil War that I know.
Oh.
So and I heard they're going towards that. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
But to add on real quick before you go, I definitely want to see another Hulk movie. I just wish Edward Norton would have stayed. You know why he didn't, right?
No.
From what I understand, Edward Norton does a lot of, like, okay, this is how you want it. Well, I think this might be a little better. And they cut out pretty much all his ideas. So when they did the premiere, it was all kind of face between them, him and the director. And that's why he didn't want to come back for the second one. Even though, God, I loved him as Bruce Banner. And The one of the things I hated in Avengers is why they changed the way the Hulk looked. Because they made Hulk look how Hulk looks in The Incredible Hulk. He didn't look like Edward Norton. But in the Avengers, for some reason, they made him look like, what's his name, Rodolfo, something like
I don't
that.
Know.
Rodolfo something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Anyways, they made him look like his face, and it's like, why?
Well,
and they used his voice. It's
Lou
like
Frigo?
No, they used the actor's voice in there. They changed it. They mixed it with his voice, and I think Lou Ferrigno's like kind of did like a hybrid thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, why did you do that? But I'm hoping they do that. I'm looking forward to the Black Panther movie they say that is coming, and definitely the Doctor
Strange. The Marvel or the DC one?
The Marvel. I fucked that up. All right, my all right, bad.
All right.
I had to pee. I wasn't thinking straight.
What I'm looking forward to, and we didn't talk about it much, but I'm also surprised no one actually mentioned it in this part, is I'm looking forward to that continuality of the Marvel movies that we've already seen, plus what we're seeing more, but also...
The continuation?
Continuality. Continuity, sorry.
Okay.
I always call it continuity. The continuity of...
You're getting that dictionary for Christmas.
The movies, but also combining with TV shows. Specifically Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know we didn't get to talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. much or at all this episode. We'll come back with more Marvel as maybe next year when another movie's out or something.
Plus the Agent Carter starts.
I thought you said Agent Carter.
No, Agent.
Agent Carter. Agent Carter, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I'm really looking forward to that. So what's funny, just real quick, and then we're going to do our last segment. I fell in love with Rocket before I even watched the movie, when I was playing the Marvel Heroes on the computer. I was like, because I just liked his power, so I picked him. And then it was like,
He shoots a gun?
Yeah, he has
power.
Well, a gun, yeah. His guns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into our off-topic picks. I will start, and my off-topic pick this week is...
Oh, okay, I guess we're out. We're done.
Okay. Yeah, we're done.
I was gonna say, what about Howard the Duck's movie?
Oh, anyways, let's we'll have a Marvel part two.
People
I'm sure
people don't realize he's Marvel.
I didn't for long. I didn't tell more recently. So my pick off topic pick this week is a tabletop game that I got for Christmas from John, who's sitting across from me, called Forbidden Island. And on Christmas Day, me and John played about 6 games. You'd say
how forbidden is it?
It's forbidden,
really forbidden.
We played about six games.
That's when you're drunk.
Five or six games of it. It is a tabletop game to be played with 2 to 4 people. It's really fun. Basically, the island is sinking. You have to work together to collect treasures before the island sinks. You win by everybody playing, collects all the treasures, and gets on the spot and gets lifted off.
I love getting on the spot.
And
bounce your koala.
And
it's sinking, too.
And you lose by either one or more of the treasures sinking, one or more of the people dying. I think those are the only ways you can lose, right? Oh, and then the water rises.
The water rises to...
And just sinks the whole island. It's a very fun game. It takes about... Once you know what you're doing, it takes about 25 minutes or mm-hmm. so. It was just me and John for like the last four games we played. I'd be really interested to see how it's like with 4 players, but it's a really fun game. It's called Forbidden Island. Elliot, what do you got this week?
Okay, so this is more of like a question for the rest of you guys. Now, the whole interview thing where, you know, there's the threats from North Korea and it's like,
the movie, the interview.
Right, the movie, the interview, and, you know, a bunch of movie theaters and Sony, they're like, we're not going to show it now because, you know, there's a bunch of threats. And then they go and show it anyways. I kind of view that as they just took that and ran with it as like, you know what? We're getting a lot of free publicity right now. Let's just run with it. We'll say, oh, no, you can't see it. So now you want to see it because we're not going to let you see it. And they're like, okay. Yeah. We'll let you see it now.
Well, what's funny...
Now that, you really want to see it.
What's funny is I didn't hear anything about this. I mean, when I first saw the preview...
Yeah, watching the news a little bit there, Jeremy.
I don't watch the news.
When I
get all my news, I don't get pop culture news very much.
And that's pop culture.
That's half pop culture, half serious news. But
half serious news about World War III could be starting over a fucking movie. How is that just pop culture?
I said half.
Well,
how is it half? It's freaking. It is.
I have to agree with Patrick. It is actually a pretty serious subject because there was talks about retaliating with North Korea, and North Korea's going, saying bring it, and
we're
going
to shoot a nuke off.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that's pop culture news.
But what he's saying, well, go ahead.
Pop culture. Well, I guess more specifically what I'm talking about, it is more of the pop culture sense is this more of just a publicity stunt just to get more, just more people wanting to see this movie, which I haven't seen, but I've heard is not the greatest is actually rather offensive.
The top story on Google says Chinese viewers mostly give thumbs up for the interview.
No, they don't know anything.
If you follow like the previous movie, like in This Is the End and Pineapple Express, you kind of, you know, I was kind of hesitant to watch it in the first place.
Right.
But
I mean, yeah, it looks interesting. I do think it's funny that I like I said, I just Googled it, and the first three headlines is Chinese viewers give thumbs up. Second one is it's barely made $1 million so far. It came out on Christmas, and
on YouTube
and in theaters
for $5.99. No, it's only select
theaters. And then the next story is it's the YouTube's most popular video right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's really weird. Yeah, it could be because it's on YouTube. You know, you pay $5.99 for a whole house, or actually more than the house because you could log in multiple places. But yeah, so it's very interesting. The topic, when I first seen the preview, I was seriously like, wow, this might be a little too much. You know, not for me personally. Well, but
I mean, but did you think that when South Park did Team America?
Fuck, did I think like, wow, it's a little over the top? Yeah, but is it a little over the top for me personally? No. But you give
it a say. Okay, here's my thing. Whether I felt like the movie was right or not, just for example, I mean, before I give my actual opinion, would I sit there and say maybe they should have thought about doing this before they did it? Yes. At the same time, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And that's why when they said they weren't going to play it, I see what Elliot's saying about there was threats, and I can see why they started pulling down, but then they kind of wrote it as a publicity thing to help hype it a little bit, but they still didn't play it in a shitload of theaters.
Nope.
But still, the freedom of speech part of it, I think that's why, that's what the big deal was. And I tell you, you know, in all these other countries, we're not the only ones that make movies like this. Have I been there? No. Have I seen them? No. But I'm going to take a wild guess and say they have a lot of anti-American, anti-president.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever the president is, movies, TV shows, and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Other than this movie or say Team America or something like that, how many movies do you, constantly on TV, do you see anything about anti any other country?
Yeah, no, seriously.
It's making a big deal because America is releasing it.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
But not just America's releasing it.
It gets to more people. But at the same time, this is our country, and it's our freedom to say what we want to say. Now, if you know you're making the same videos, and you're just pissed off because your video isn't being shown, that's your fault for having everything so knit close in North Korea.
Yeah, no, you know, and that's what I was gonna say.
It's I understand why he'd be upset about it, but you know,
he's upset about it.
Here's the thing.
I can understand, like, if I was someone in power and they're making a movie about killing me,
but
or wanting to kill me, it's like,
if you were neutral or friends with that country, would you really? I mean, think about it. If we did this kind of same movie about Canada, it would be funny. Canada probably would laugh at it. Canadians,
what are they gonna do? Have you seen the South Park movie?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The South Park movie. That's funny, and a lot of Canadians. Granted, there were some that were offended, but a lot of them were like, "It's funny." You know, and
it's just a movie.
It's just a movie.
Yeah, well, sometimes movies can be more powerful than you think. But
yeah.
What I'm saying is, it's not a serious movie. It's a comedy movie. And like I said, at the end of the day, they're doing the same exact shit over there. It's just not being released around the world. And that's the reason why we don't know about it. I can see why he's upset. And I'm thinking, I understand the freedom of speech. But at the same time, you have to... some of these movies you make, you have to think about the ramifications of it.
Exactly.
Like, as much as you want your freedom of speech, as much as you want to make a comedy, is it really worth starting World War III?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But do you think Sony's reaction to it was just...
I think at first it wasn't, but then they rode the hype train when they were right, like, you know, we're gonna... And then when they saw the reaction of people saying, well, what the fuck, freedom of speech, what the hell?
Yeah,
this
I think
movie needs to be played. Then they were like... Let's ride this out a little bit.
Yeah, the best way to sell something is to sell to someone that they can't have it.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
But like I said, I think at first it wasn't initially that. Cause you got to remember, it wasn't just emails that were hacked. It was employee social security numbers and stuff like that, too. It wasn't just an email here or there. But one thing I got to say, I heard this on the radio station I listened to, podcast I listened to. They were talking about, he was listening to Howard Stern, and Howard Stern was saying how the celebrity nude photos were such a big deal when it was leaked, and everybody said that they're personal things, that no one should be looking at them. But as soon as the media got these emails, about, oh, a producer talking about Will Smith's kids, or someone saying something about Angelina Jolie, they try to blast that shit all over the place. It's the same exact shit as the new photo. It's personal information, personal documents that are being leaked. Whether it's a new picture or someone saying their feelings to someone else in an email, you know, the media shouldn't have been blasting it over. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what these guys wanted done. So you're helping out these guys, these hackers, these terrorists doing this shit by spreading the word of what was said.
Yeah.
You know, these, you know, I don't know. America, that's one thing I have a problem with America is the way they, like, dumbass shows like I'm a fucking slut and got pregnant at fucking 12. Now I'm going to be on a famous TV show and shit. Shit like that. That's what's the problem. One of the biggest problems with America. Or a TV, a place that, I won't even call them a news channel. A place that likes to spread rumors called TMZ. Why is that popular? I heard someone say to me, oh, I heard it on TMZ, so it must be real. Are you fucking retarded?
So, I don't mean to drag this out a little bit, but...
in other words, shut up, Patrick.
But, no, because I am drawing it out, but I don't mean to. It's something that I kind of noticed now, that the movie is kind of turning into, like, a symbol of American freedom and all, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
No, but, I want to go take it that far.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people... It kind of has that implication now that it's like, you know, it's like, oh, if you see this movie, you're supporting America now. If you don't see it, then you're not supporting America.
I don't agree with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's kind of like some of... I don't want to sidetrack too much, but, you know, you kind of like...
I see what you're saying. I don't think it should be.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying.
Because there's a lot of people
I definitely am not saying that's how it should be. I'm saying that's...
Seeing it actually happen. Movies in general are like that. I mean, you have... not going to name any specific examples, but you have movies that are like about somebody, you know, something tragic happening to somebody. I'm not going to go into any details, but, you know, it's like if you don't watch this movie, then you don't support that person's life,
right,
or the tragedy that happened to them.
Yeah, it's like you're either with us or you're against
us.
That's like the whole thing with any athlete or anybody who's black, I should say. I said athlete because I was thinking of Charles Barkley and stuff. But any athlete that doesn't agree with the riots... And I'm not even going to get into that subject. Try to bring it up. I'm just making the point of anybody who doesn't agree, a black person who doesn't agree what's going on in Ferguson or whatever, or says, "Hey, well, you know, the cops try to stop them," and all of a sudden, oh, you're an Uncle Tom or you're this or this. It's the same thing. Well, the whole point of America is to have different opinions. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just making the point. Yeah. Charles Barkley said his opinion about what he thought happened or whatever, and all of a sudden he's a traitor to black people now or something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, if I'm going to go see the interview, I probably will because I wanted to see it before.
Yeah, and I like all this shit happened. Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, if I chose my dad, he's like, you know what? I don't even want to have anything to do with that movie. I think it's stupid that it's causing all this trouble and they should have thought about it before they made it. And I see my dad's point. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't mean he's anti-American.
No, definitely not.
Because he doesn't want to be involved in something that potentially can cause or did cause World War III. And I say World War III because if there's nukes going off, it's going to be something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
North Korea ain't going to give a shit about not shooting a nuke off.
No. All right, after that heavy pick there, John, what's your pick?
Well, lighting it up. for Christmas, I got my kids Wii U, and with that, I got them Amiibo. It's one of those collectible little figurines like Mario and Yoshi.
From Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers. So we were playing it this morning, and I love it because you can actually level.
Yeah.
You can summon this this amiibo and actually level and fight with him. So I think that was pretty awesome.
Yep. Yeah, they're pretty cool. I got my brother 3 of them for Christmas. They're really cool. And the thing I really liked about the amiibo is they look so... Like, the characters, they actually look like them. Mm-hmm. So they're really cool.
Well, damn Wii U for that game.
I know. All right, and to finish it off, Patrick, what is your almost relevant pick?
Well,
yours is actually pretty relevant, but...
bringing it back to Marvel here, that Marvel versus DC Comics fan trailer, if you haven't seen it, I suggest seeing it. Excuse me. It's really badass. We'll put a link or something.
I
have it up here. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
but
just put it in that doc.
This fan made this really badass trailer that matched up not only the famous movies, that are going on right now. But I mean, like the beginning was with Doctor Doom from the original Fantastic Four movies. And he took things from all around the universes of both DC and Marvel. They even had at one point it was from one of the video games.
Oh yeah,
because Wonder Woman was in that one.
Yeah, and then also...
Oh, that was from the video game?
Yeah. I
was
wondering what that was from. That doesn't look like any of the new...
No, I didn't think so.
And then, like,
well,
the part where they said let them fight, and they showed, like, the Justice League stand in there, and then they turned to show the Avengers. Those were animated, you can tell.
Yeah.
A little bit, but... Yeah. They also have stuff from the TV shows, like Arrow and Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, man, it was pretty badass. So that's another thing I'm going to recommend if you... See, if you're into superhero show... We're talking about superhero stuff, right? Yeah. If you're into superhero stuff... Definitely check out Arrow and The Flash on the CW, and check out Gotham on Fox.
And Black Panther next year.
They're making a Black Panther TV show?
For DC, right?
So just a Marvel vs. DC comics movie or trailer. I like the headline on the story. It was, this isn't the movie we deserve or want, it's the movie we deserve.
I hope. You know, they had a comic that did this. It was a four comic thing, and I wish they would do something. It'd be some kind of crossover, some kind of where it was like Hulk versus Superman or something, you know, because Hulk would win. But anyways,
yep. All right, so that is the end of this. John, anything you want to tell the audience? Where they can find you? Where they can, if anywhere?
You know? Try not to find me if you can. I'm on Facebook. That's it.
His address is 244. No.
Patrick?
Social number.
Well, you can find me on two podcasts. My other podcast with Jeremy, and Night to the Video Game Table podcast. You can find us at kbgtpodcast.com. he puts up the episodes every, like once a year.
Shut up.
So hopefully you'll catch. Yeah, he's due for one. Coming up next week. You can also find me on It Be Like That podcast. You can find us at ibltpodcast.com/Spreaker, I believe that's the...
No.
Is it Spreaker? Or Spreaker? Yeah, no, Spreaker.com/IBLT podcast. I'm just having the screen in front of me with all the info. You can also find me on Twitter at BigSolo64. And I have a blog. It's patricksthoughts64.blogspot.com.
All right.
And there's other places, but those are the main ones.
Yep. All right. And as for me every week, I'm at Soul Scribbler on Twitter. Pretty much just Google me. You can find me anywhere. Elliot?
Just wrap it up. I have to pee.
All right. So wrap it up. I have to pee.com. No.
/ urinary infection.
So, yeah, if you want to send an email to the podcast, let us know what you think. Let us know, recommend any shows for the future. That's almostrelevantpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is almostrelevantpodcast.com. This is the first time we're revealing that. So check out almostrelevantpodcast.com. And also, you can, in the bottom of the show notes, you can also let us know what you thought about this particular episode, what you'd like to see about Marvel, what you want to tell us about Marvel, and we'll talk about it briefly on the next episode.
And I already know it's coming, so whatever fan wants to talk shit about me for saying DC for the Black Panther,
like
trust
John.
Me, I feel... like the biggest dick for doing that myself.
Hashtag.
And all four of our listeners are going down your throat.
Damn them four listeners.
And as well as facebook.com/almostrelevantpodcast, where you can like us, keep up on all of our podcast news, as well as our upcoming blogs.
That's not how you spell Arrow, by the way.
Oh, I spelled it the other way.
Really, really wrong.
And upcoming episodes include...
Oh jeez!
I actually didn't Star look Wars. This time. We are having a Star Wars one coming up.
Disney.
We're gonna have another Disney one. This was kind
of
Disney.
Real or fake? Oh wait, that's IBLT podcast. We're looking for photos of real or fake boobies.
We're having a
IBLT podcast.
gmail.com. One of the upcoming another upcoming episode will be. You know, you're really ruining this. It's just supposed to be me talking right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of the other upcoming episodes will be... We're going to be looking at... this is going to be one of our more serious episodes. And it's going to be technology and its influence on the society, especially with children. So stay tuned to that. And as always, later this year, we're going to have cats on the internet.
Oh, Jesus.
have a great week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Ish.
Ish.
I love Jeremy Pussy.
Yeah.
opening song with Our Wind in Our Sails, provided by Waleed Fighali. Ending song, Steampunk Girl, provided by John and Elio at johnandelio.com. And blast the cure and the snoots, so flask to her lips. Takes exit 22 and pulls in her parking space. Climbs up the fire escape, steps into a bedroom and crashes onto her bed. Stockings from her leggings. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. On her goggles and a bowler hat, she checks her pocket watch, adjusts her rocket back, she laces up her boots, she puts her makeup on, she grabs her leather coat and her Tesla gun. But she used to be a goblin, now she's a steampunk. Gaslight imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead, she opts a flight to a sci-fi convention.